who's going to hit that pile and go nowhere fast. They're going to have forward progress out to the 32-yard line. Not quite sure how that happened, but it's going to be a yard gain, second and nine now, as the entire front line of Harbor Beach, Devin Lemansky, led the charge against Austin Sandusky and shut him down.
Well, he did disappear from our vision for a couple seconds there, Clark, so I'm not exactly sure how they know, neither do we know how they got that far, but we knew there wasn't much of a gain on the play. You're going to run right up the middle, and you're going to telegraph that it's coming there. The Harbor Beach defense is ready for it, and again, the defensive line wins the battle in the trenches there, and the middle linebacker gets up on the play to make the tackle.
Number 24, Bobby Black in motion to the left, and it's a sweep out to Austin Sandusky around the left end. Harvey swarming to the ball, and he has to run out of bounds for a no gain on the play. Harvey's shutting that door on the corner all day long so far here, and it's no gain at the 31-yard line. Actually, it's going to be a loss of a yard. So brings back now third down, 10 to go.
This time Mitch Hearn is your defensive back playing corner out there and holding his ground, not getting pushed around. And the difference between that pitch play, Clark, and the one at the end of the first half that went for the big gain is the defensive back actually penetrated the backfield, and it forced Austin Sandusky to reverse fields, and that's what turned out to be the big gain. This time, Harbor Beach just holds and maintains their position on the field. Sandusky tries to get down the sideline, and Mitch Hearn is there to shove him out of bounds for a minimal gain.
In the shotgun, a direct snap to Austin Sandusky, who's trying to break free, but Devin Lemansky wraps him up at the 35, and he falls forward to the 37-yard line, shy of the first down by about 3 yards. Going to set up now a fourth and 4 yards to go, in fact. A 6-yard gain for Austin Sandusky, and now Morenci has to bring out the punt team. John Mooney, are you seeing more of an intensity from the Harbor Beach front line?
Clark, what I'm seeing right now is that there's always a chance for a fake punt out of Merrillett, but this time he goes ahead and kicks it down right in the teeth of that wind again, and Pirates are going to have some decent field position.
The ball comes down to the 41-yard line of Harbor Beach, so Harbor Beach with a 59-yard field to work with the winds at their back, 5:36 left here in the third, leading 14-7 still.
And Morenci going to trust their defense to try and force the Harbor Beach Pirates, probably not to turn it over because they don't do that very often, but try and force another fourth down stop. That's about the only thing they've had going for them on defense so far, but it's something to say about this Harbor Beach defense, and on fourth and four, Morenci has no thought about going for it. They respect that defense and are putting it away.
Josh Elke going down and hits Austin Sells to the 35-yard line. He breaks free the tackle, still on his feet, the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Josh Elke for a 59-yard hit to Austin Sells for the score. Tack six more points on the board. It's 20-7, Harbor Beach over Morenci.
Well, Harbor Beach just had a drive on the previous down where they ran and ran and ran and then eventually threw one incomplete pass. Now on first down, this is Harbor Beach mixing in the play action.
That's passing with a purpose.
And mixing in the pass plays at effective times. On first down, Morenci doesn't expect it. Neither did we, for that matter. We thought for sure the running back had the football. Actually, Shelke had it, and streaking right down the middle of the field was Austin Seltz. No one within 10 yards of him in any direction. He breaks an Austin Sandusky tackle and takes it into the end zone.
And the kick is out from Mitch Hearn, and the extra point is good. It's now 21-7. Harbor Beach back up by 14 points. John Mooney.
Clark, what I saw was a great fake. I mean, it was play action that sold that play, and a very great individual effort to go ahead and get that ball in the end zone.
Well, you're tuned to WLEW Sports. Harbor Beach 21, Morenci 7, 5:25 left in the third.
So you just set a school record? Great. It might be one for the books, but it's all for naught without good sportsmanship. That record will be topped one day, but showing respect, integrity, and class along the way will always be remembered. Nothing beats good sportsmanship.
I mean,
a public service message from the
soon.
Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
By the way, number 30, Chris Ankley, he seems to be the best kid on first down for them.
Josh Shilke drops a bomb and throws a bomb to Austin Sells for a 59-yard strike. And it's now 21-7, High Reach by 14 with 5:25 left here in the third quarter.
I just got some inside information. That was a play that was just drawn up by one of the coaches up here in the booth here by the Harbor Beach Pirates. That's Doc Messing, one of our favorites, Clark, and the fake to Seltzen. He was the fake running back on the play and then just streaked down the middle of the field, no one there to protect against it.
And they do the little bit of a handoff in the backfield on the kickoff at the 10-yard line, and they get out to the 15-yard line. That's Alex Thomas, stopped by Brandon Puff at the 15-yard line, where Morenci will start their drive, the 15-yard line, deep in their own territory.
Yeah, I like the creativity on special teams, Clark, but it has been predictable all evening so far. The Pirates have done an excellent job in kick return coverage so far in this game, and now another bad starting spot for the Bulldogs as they will, if they're lucky, that ball is spotted at the 15-yard line.
Well, I will say I went to practice a number of times this week, and High Reach did practice special teams quite a bit. They were aware of that from the get-go, and they knew they had to shut that down, as Morenci has scored on that many times this year.
I believe they scored last week on it, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
They've actually... This is something that every team could do more of, Clark. But again, this just sets the defense up of Harbor Beach with great field position on their behalf.
Receiver wide each way, and it's a direct snap to Austin Sandusky, nearly running a single wing offense. And he can't turn the corner again, and he's forced out of bounds at the 17-yard line. Austin Seltz, the speedster for the Pirates, forces him out of bounds at the 16-yard line. Only a gain of a yard and second and nine now for Morenci.
Well, they're comparing Seltz and Sandusky because they're very similar in size and what they bring to the table for both teams. But the big difference is, for me, is on defense, Clark. As you've seen Austin Seltz catch the ball and was exposed when he caught that pass, and Sandusky couldn't take him down. The difference is Austin Seltz is a guy that wraps up tacklers and does make tackles on defense, and I think that's where Austin Seltz is a bigger contributor for Harbor Beach's team, because he plays both ways and plays them very well.
Second and nine now, man in motion to the left, and Sandusky gets the handoff, and he hands this one off to number 12, Alex Thomas, and he's all the way out, and it's a fumble right on the, as he's running out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Regardless, it's a first down effort from the 16 out, and they're going to mark him out of bounds at the 27, so an 11-yard pickup for Alex Thomas, and it's a new set of downs, first and 10 from the 27. John Mooney, go ahead.
Clark, there was the fumble on the play. I know you were screened from the bench and everything, but that Thomas did cough up that ball, but the momentum of the ball did take it out of the bounds.
First and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 27-yard line. 5:02 left in the third.
And I like the play call there. Austin Sandusky now taking the reins here, basically as the direct snapper, going to play quarterback, so to speak, and he fakes the handoff, and he's still the main threat. He fakes the handoff to one guy, hands it off to the second guy, and they finally get a little
breathing. And there's
a
fumble on the play, and Sandusky didn't have it from the get-go, and he has to dive on it back at the 24-yard line. So this is going to be a loss of 2 yards, second and 12 now, second and 13, in fact, for the Bulldogs.
Well, here's the chance you take when you put your main running back in at quarterback to get his hands on the ball a little more often. He goes to hand it off to Bobby Black, and obviously a situation where they haven't run this to perfection constantly throughout the week. Some miscommunication, the ball hits the turf, and all Sandusky can do is jump on it and take his loss of 2 yards. Second and 12 now.
As number 3, Marilat, is back at the quarterback keeper, and it's a double handoff to number 24. He's out for the running, and he basically just drags down at the 36-yard line. That is number 24, Bobby Black, and he's shy of the first down marker by a yard, a 12-yard gain for Black and the Bulldogs. And the clock continues to run here. 4 minutes remain in the third quarter, 21-7, Harbor Beach.
Well, and Morenci now doing a good job of getting the ball into Sandusky's hands. The defense obviously breaking towards him. They hand it off to him, and he quickly hands it back off to Bobby Black, and there's not a lot of space to run in. Obviously, the defense keying on Sandusky, allowing other guys to get big gains for the Bulldogs.
Marilat in under center, and it's going to be a handoff to the right side to number 25, DeCenso, and he is shy of the first down, as there was actually a loss of about a foot on that one. They're back to the 35-yard line, and now it's fourth and 2 yards to go for the Morenci Bulldogs.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I agree with that play call there by the Bulldogs as they give it to a guy who hasn't had many carries in this game. That's only his second carry of the night. And it goes nowhere. They don't even run straight ahead on a short game. They try to get outside without using their speedster. Doesn't necessarily make sense. Harbor Beach obviously not fooled.